All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Lance and Dell with you. Mark Jones, ESPN, joining us right now to talk some NBA basketball and specifically Christmas Day. Got the Thunder and the Rockets going at a big day for ABC, for all the Disney families right here. And we
it's
are
a big
included.
Day for basketball fans.
It's a big day, yeah.
It's a jump-off point. It feels like a jump-off point.
It really does. Mark Jones joining us. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Lance and John. Doing great, man. Looking forward to the game on Christmas night.
It's yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The Thunder seem to be getting it lately, going in four of their last five. Carmelo actually scored more than 4 points. So it looks like maybe it's coming together for him now.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that, everybody's talking about the lack of chemistry that they have. And, yeah, it's still a work in progress for those three guys in particular, Westbrook, Melo, and PG-13. But, the one thing that people are overlooking in Oklahoma City's struggles are the fact that they're one of the top defensive teams in the NBA. And, if that remains constant, they're going to be in the hunt come April, May, and possibly even June. I think, I live down here in South Florida, in Miami, and I vividly remember the Miami Heat struggling the first half of the season when they initially brought LeBron and Chris Bosh here, and you hit a certain plateau and the light switch comes on. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if at some point in the second half of the season, Oklahoma City really takes off and the offensive chemistry starts to happen a little bit more.
I got to tell you, I just love what ESPN, well, really what the schedule maker has done with these Christmas Day games, because they figured it out a while ago and then they expanded it. And these matchups, Golden State, Cleveland, I mean, these are headliners. You got Russell Westbrook versus James Harden initially. That I'm sure that was a thought. Obviously, there's many more stars in it now. I know it's probably not great for the people who have to work the games like yourself, Mark, because you'd probably rather be with family or whatever. But as a consolation, it's pretty good some of these games you get to work.
You know what? My wife, Sarah, every Christmas loads up the kids, and we jump on a plane, and I call the hotel ahead of time, ask them to put a Christmas tree in the hotel. We bring a couple presents, open them up on Christmas morning, and it's business as usual. You know,
wow, that's awesome. Twist.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. You know, it's a great way to roll out this season, and you know, it seems like and feels like a lot of times that there is no off season in the NBA, but when you hit Christmas, that's a great line of demarcation. That really sends a signal to the hardcore basketball fan that, hey, basketball season starts right here, right now. And this is when you start paying attention. You know, the NFL starts to get into playoffs and winds down, and this is really the takeoff point for the NBA season. And, it's not that big a deal working on Christmas Day. Usually we hit church in the morning or on Christmas Eve, depending on our schedule and when our production meeting is. And, Hube usually gets to church on Sunday morning, and we're off and running. Or the Christmas morning, pardon me, and we're off and running. It's showtime.
Mark Jones with us on ESPN 97.5. The Rockets and the Thunder on Christmas night in prime time. A game that the Rockets hadn't been part of. But this Rockets team, and we talked about the Thunder, and every team has had a little transition period. Durant to Golden State, LeBron to Miami, then back to Cleveland, and those guys all coming together. There was no transition time for Chris Paul to come when he came here, losing their first game with Chris Paul on the floor last night. I wonder why. What any thoughts on why that is? Everybody else had a transition period, and the Rockets didn't.
Well, because Chris Paul is a very willing passer. Perennially one of the top assist guys in the NBA, averaging little under 9 assists or right around 9 assists a game this year. James Harden right around 9 assists as well. When you have two guys, two all-stars, two potential Hall of Famers that are willing passers, it's not a problem at all, and that's what's happened. Plus, when you go back to the fact that these guys spent a lot of the summer in Los Angeles playing in the Drew League, getting their chemistry together, you know, Mike D'Antoni said something to me earlier this year when we had them in the preseason in Memphis in an exhibition game. He said the reason why this is going to work is because they want it to work. And that's, 90% of the battle when it comes to throwing super teams and throwing all-stars together on a team. If there's not a real organic desire to make it work, sometimes it can struggle. And that I think, might be a little bit of what you see in Oklahoma City. Not that they don't want it to work, but the case with Chris Paul and James Harden, it was a real easy sell for those two guys. Going back to their days too as Olympic teammates.
You know, Joe Blank, who does the afternoon show for us and who used to work for the Rockets, made a really good point to me yesterday. We were talking about Carmelo Anthony, and the Rockets were going after Carmelo, and I'm glad they didn't sign him. But he said, you know, you look at Carmelo, he was the guy at Syracuse. He was the guy with the Nuggets. And there was a bunch of name brand guys. That was a very talented Nugget team he was on. You look at him with the Knicks. I mean, we're talking about an alpha and a lead guy. And can he fit into those lead guys over there? We see that James can, you know, is not the big ego guy, at least from a standpoint of playing with other guys. We know Chris Paul isn't either. Is there any chance that could work with such a lead guard like Russell Westbrook, who has to have the ball in his hands?
You know what? I have a different take on Carmelo Anthony from a lot of people. I think that the reason why he might be struggling in shooting a career low field goal percentage wise, I don't think you put it all on Melo. I think Billy Donovan has to share a lot of the responsibility for that. I covered the Olympic basketball team in 2008, 2010, the World Championship team that won gold, the 2012 team, and the 2014 team as well. And when Melo was on those teams, he was the consummate teammate. He had no problem with LeBron and Kobe and some of the other superstars on that team. So I don't have the same feel that he's this alpha that has to have it all the time and has to put it on the ground and has to stop the ball all the time and get his. I don't see that, Melo. I think it's partly on Billy Donovan at this point of the season to get Melo into spots where he can have quick catch and shoots or quick ISOs and go with it faster. And I think that's part of the work in progress for Oklahoma City. But in terms of there being conscious resistance to him not being the guy, I don't see that in Melo. And I think there's still a little bit of room for growth for him this year.
We got Mark Jones with us, ESPN, 97.5. Rockets 25-5 now after losing last night, but on a torrid pace, Mark. Here, I think everybody's cautiously optimistic, but we know that they haven't had the playoff success. What's the view of the Rockets nationally?
You know what? I think, a panoramic view of the Rockets, people are always going to look at them and see them as a team that, you know, chucks 42 three-pointers a game, makes 17 three-pointers a game, but somewhat of a gimmick still. I think the discerning point for Houston this year is that, you know, Jeff Bezdelic has done a tremendous job coordinating their defense, A, and B, unlike last year, they've got guys that defend. You know, Bamute, when he comes back from his shoulder injury, he's again going to be one of the top wing defenders in the NBA. P.J. Tucker, a very, very above-average defender as well. Trevor Ariza, he was there last year, a very good wing defender. You know, Doc Rivers, when he was coaching Bamute, told me that this guy is one of the top five defenders in the league-wide. And for them to get him on a vet's minimum in Houston might be one of the steals of the year. So kudos to Daryl Morey on that. But I think that's the big difference with them this year. I know when I called the Rockets game last Friday against the Spurs, they were number five in defensive efficiency. They've slipped just a little bit during the homestand, but that's what's going to carry them this year. Because at some point, like we saw last night against the Lakers, those three-point shots aren't going to fall in the fourth quarter, and you're going to have to rely on stops. And this year they've got great defensive versatility. When they go that small ball lineup with P.J. Tucker at the five, that's a fantastically lethal lineup, and that rivals the Warriors' death lineup when they have Draymond playing the five.
That's Mark Jones, ESPN 97.5, going to be here for the Thunder and Rockets, which is a nice, nice game, primetime game. On Christmas Day. So we're looking forward to it, looking forward to seeing you, and it's what a great time, and I'm sure that's going to be a game that'll be heated after last year's playoffs. No love lost in between Russell and James as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Mark, well, we can't wait to see you here.
Yeah, 7 o'clock Central Time, Christmas Day. Hey, guys, I need you to pick up a few more things for me at the Galleria Mall, man. That's unbelievable.
You can do that. And by the way, as someone who was lucky enough to go see original cast with Hamilton, David Diggs is going to be doing the intro to the Christmas Showcase games on ESPN. So that's, if you want a reason to watch, he is just, he's compelling, really, really compelling. So if you're up early enough, I mean, if you got it tuned in early enough, make sure you check out David Diggs too. Just a little gratuitous little toss in there for the broadcast.
So watch all day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show opening, going to be a great day of basketball on ABC. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Mark, can't wait to see you. All right, we appreciate you being here.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. See you soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Jones right here on ESPN 97.5. Good stuff.